Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 7th of June, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Alksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's our fifth anniversary. 5 years ago, well, yesterday to be exact, it was the 6th of June, 2014, we kicked things off with Dave Radio, and we're still going strong. So thanks for listening, thanks for staying with us, and thanks for being there. Today we're going to talk about the Jesse Awards. The nominations for this year's Jesse Richardson Awards for Theatre in Vancouver were announced, and there's a few folks who might have gotten there because of the Dave Radio bump. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. Plus, we'll keep you informed on events going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Just keep things going here. Yeah, there we go. You know, it was raining a little bit when I came in today, but it appears that things are in much better shape now, and I'm fine with that. Hell yeah. So let's see. I'm just kind of fiddling around here a bit. You know, I try to pretend to be prepared, and then you know, it all goes to heck. Okay. So like I said, the Jesse Awards were announced, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to celebrate our old friend, Alison MacDonald. She's on stage at the Stanley right now as part of the cast of Matilda. And she put an album a few years ago with some great tunes, and this seems like the perfect one for right now. It's One Fine Day.
One fine day, you'll look at me, and you will know was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side. One fine day. once more, and then you'll want the love you threw away before. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
Ah, there she is, Alison McDonald there. So as I said before, the 2019 nominees for the Jesse Richardson Awards were announced this week. The Jessies, of course, are Vancouver's own awards for theater. Sort of, you know, Broadway has the Tonys. Toronto has the Doras. We've got the Jessies. It's been going on for 37 years, and this year the awards ceremony is going to be on the 15th of July, which is a Monday night, and it's going to be at the Bard on the Beach main stage tent at Vanier Park. They've been doing that for a couple of years now, and it used to be at the Commodore. It was a big party there. Now what they do is they have the awards at Bard on the Beach, and then they move up to the Beaumont Studios at, where is that, 5th and... 5th and Alberta, I think, 516 West 5th Avenue, anyway, for the after party. So you get a ticket for the awards, and then you drive up to the Beaumont, and your Jesse ticket will get you into the after party as well. So, you know, a little bit of traveling. So, you know, make sure you do your drinking after the awards, not during. So the awards themselves, the nominees are, you know, always an interesting thing. It's broken up into three categories: large theater, small theater, and theater for young audience. So large theater is usually things like, you know, Arts Club, Bard on the Beach, Pacific Theater, and other independent theater companies that that work out of larger venues. And as I mentioned before, some of the nominees have actually been on this show and are friends of the show and people that we support and are cheering along. So I'll give you a quick, let's go through the large theater first, then, just so you have an idea of who's up. This is for outstanding performance by an actor in a lead role. And the show Le Soulier by Théâtre La 16e. The Francophone Theater Company got two nominees in this category for a show. As I said, the show was called Le Soulier. I'm a little crackly in the voice there. Joy L'Esperance and Félix Beauchamp are the two nominees for that. Also, Daniel Doheny was the lead in The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime at the Stanley. Bob Fraser, good friend of the show, was in Touchstone's Kill Me Now. And Jimmy Yee, who was actually on this show talking about Kim's Convenience, and he got nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor in Large Theater Production. For lead actress in large theater, we've got Patty Allen from The Shoplifters, Morris Panych's show at the Arts Club. Lizzie Angel from the Beatles musical version of As You Like It at Bard on the Beach. France Paris, an old friend of the show, also from Le Soulier at Théâtre La 16e. Colleen Wheeler from Timon of Athens. Now, some people call it Timon. I've rather heard people call it Timon, so we're going to go with Timon for now. That was at Bard on the Beach. And Caitlin Williams, another guest on this show, who was lead actress in Pacific Theater's Jesus Freak. Supporting actors are Trey Cotton from Kin's Convenience, Kayvon Koshkam from As You Like It, Tyrone Savage from The Matchmaker at the Arts Club, Lee Shorten from Kin's Convenience, and Adam Grant Warren from Touchstone's Kill Me Now. And supporting actress nominees are Ghazal Arzbad from The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Louisa Jojic from Kill Me Now, Nora McClellan at the Matchmaker at the Stanley, Moya O'Connell from Timon of Athens, and Naomi Wright from The Matchmaker. Now, the design categories, names not necessarily as well known as the actors, but great talented people all the same. And like Ide Ertal, who was named nominated for two shows, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime at the Arts Club, and Théâtre La 16e's Le Soulier. Sophie Tang, nominated for lighting from The Orchard After Chekhov, also an Arts Club production. And Brad Treneman, who did the lighting for Red Patch, which was a Hardline production in partnership with Citadel and the Arts Club Theater that we saw at the Gold Corp stage at the Olympic Village. And finally, John Weber, who designed lighting for Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe at Pacific Theater. Set design nominations for large theater: Drew Facey for Timon of Athens, Lachlan Johnson from The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, Ken McDonald for The Shoplifters, Daniela Masalis, who did the set for Kamlupa in The Kulch, which Kamlupa got a few nominations this year, so keep your ears open for that one, and Carolyn Rapanos, who did the set design for Kim's Convenience at Pacific Theater. Costumes, Carmen Alator, who was nominated for two shows, As You Like It and Mustard. As You Like It, of course, at Bard, and Mustard was at the Arts Club. Barbara Clayton for Lysistrata at Bard. Mara Gottler for Timon of Athens at Bard. And Christine Reimer for costumes for Macbeth at Bard on the Beach. And sound design or original composition: Julie Castleman for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Chris Dirksen for Kamlupa. There's Kamlupa again, I told you. Malcolm Dowell for sound design for Le Soulier. Ben Elliott, good friend of the show, who did the live music for As You Like It. And quite a job for that one, as I said, integrating all those Beatles songs into Shakespeare. And then Mary Jane Paquette, who did the sound design for Red Patch. And then outstanding direction goes nominees are Lois Anderson for Lysistrata at Bard on the Beach, Esther Duquette and Gilles Poulon-Denis for Le Soulier, Théâtre le 16e. Kim Senclip Harby, who was on this show for directing Kamlupa. Roy Surrett for Kill Me Now and Caitlin Williams for Kim's Convenience. So those are the director's nominations, large theater. And then the outstanding production play. They've divided outstanding production now into two parts, play and musical. So for play, it's Kamlupa, Kill Me Now, Kim's Convenience, Le Soulier, and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And the three shows that are nominated for musical in large theater are As You Like It from Bard, Mamma Mia from the Arts Club, and Once from the Arts Club. And the final large theater category is called Significant Artistic Achievement. This is one award that goes out for basically things that don't get covered in the in the sort of traditional categories. For example, the cast of Kamlupa is nominated for Outstanding Ensemble. Kayla Dunbar, who's also a good friend of the show, she is nominated for a category called Outstanding Movement Direction for her work with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And then Kim Senclip Harby and Lindsay LeChance, who were the creative people behind Kamlupa, their nomination is called Outstanding Decolonization of Theater Spaces and Practices. Chew on that for a bit. And the next one is, it's an even longer title. It's Outstanding Technical Achievement in the Creation and Repeated Execution of an Innovative and Physically Safe Performance Space. And that goes to all the folks behind Timon of Athens at Bard on the Beach. I think it's basically because they rip the stage apart every night. And so the design and stage management crew got a nomination for their work of putting it all back together. I'm just guessing. That's what it says. And the final significant artistic achievement nomination in large theater category goes to the outstanding contribution to drawing attention to local and social conversations, which goes to Bard on the Beach's production of Lysistrata. And all of the nominees are worthy of the award, and so it'll be fun to see who gets them. We're going to talk about small theater next, and TYA, and some other special awards as well. We're going to keep going with that. But first, we're going to hear some more music, and this is a group called Black Mountain. We'll be right back.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a two-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Hey, don't tell your friends. Dumb are putting out a new album called Club Nights on Mint Records. Get your copy at their record release party at Redgate on Sunday, June 16th. Ask the band if you can go next at karaoke.
Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Yeah, I like to dance. A couple of things going on this weekend. For example, the Rice and Beans production of Chicken Girl is closing tonight. Tonight's the final performance. That's at the Annex on Seymour Street, 823 Seymour Street. Looks like it's been a big hit for our good friends at Rice and Beans, who were also on the show not too long ago. And also going on this weekend, it's opening weekend at United Players for their next production, Jerusalem at the Jericho Arts Center. And this is a character piece and a great character playing the character, Adam Henderson as Johnny Rooster Byron, a gypsy squatter, a wanted man, a folk hero to some and a villain to others. The authorities want to evict him. His son wants his dad to take him to the fair. A motley crew of mates want his ample supply of drugs. Johnny is a giant from a bygone age, a green man from England's past, and a larger-than-life character who has captivated audiences in London and New York, and now comes for the first time to Vancouver. Come and meet his shielder of youth from more ferocious perpetrators, fabulous lord of misrule and summoner of spirits, and his motley ragtag retinue. So that's Adam Henderson and the gang at the Jericho Arts Center. Show opens tonight and runs until the 30th of June. You can get more information by going to unitedplayers.com. And also going on the Magnetic North Festival. That's what I'm trying to say. The Chicken Girl was part of that. There's a special thing going on. I'm getting to it. There's a special thing going on tomorrow afternoon. It's called Hive. This is a unique performance experience that has happened a few times in the past, and there's another one going on tomorrow afternoon. It's an exciting Mad Dash immersive theater event of micro-performance in a one-day-only venue takeover of a Presentation House Theater, which is in North Vancouver. Experience each unique performance in whatever order you choose and journey into 10 mini-worlds, from one-on-one encounters to interactive installations to immersive walkabouts. In between, gather with other guests in our central hub to drink, meet, and socialize. In this immersive roaming experience, audience can see up to 4 shows in an hour. This is produced by the Hive Performance Collective in association with Magnetic North Festival and Presentation House Theater. And it is easily accessible by transit. Presentation House is just a short sea bus ride across from downtown Vancouver. And the first and second floors are wheelchair accessible and all the rest of that stuff. So if you want to find out more, You can get your tickets through, I think it's TheaterWire or Eventbrite. Eventbrite, that's where it is. Anyway, there's a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And just contact Presentation House or Magnetic North Theater to get in. It's happening tomorrow afternoon. Doors open at 1:30, and the performance goes from 2 until 5. So you have 3 hours to sort of get yourself immersed in a very unique theater experience. I know very unique is redundant, but, you know, I'm under the gun. Let's get back to some Jesse nominations. As I mentioned before, the Jesse Awards for Theater in Vancouver is going to be presented on the 15th of July at the main stage at Bard on the Beach. Let me just double check on that. I'm pretty sure I said the 15th. Yes, Monday, July 15th. There you go. So now we're looking at the small theater category, which is always more interesting. Not more interesting, but, you know, there's always more more stuff going on in small theater just because of the nature of the creativity of the companies that are involved. And you get the big shows have their attraction, but the little shows have a lot going for them, too. So for outstanding performance by an actor in a lead role, we've got Lyndon Banks in Crap's Last Tape at Seven Tyrants Theater, which is Seven Tyrants is the new stage above the main stage at the Penthouse on Seymour Street. And I got more to say about that in a little while. Ray's Calvert from Fugue Theater and Raven Theater is nominated for his role in Les Filles du Roi. Jay Hindle is nominated for his role in The 39 Steps from Circle Bright Productions. Warren Kimmel for playing the lead role in Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. And Chris Lamb, who was on the show, as Owen Meany in A Prayer for Owen Meany from Ensemble Theater. For outstanding performance by an actress in a lead role in small theater, we have friend of the show Genevieve Fleming from It's a Zoo's Wet. Bronwyn Smith, another good friend, from The How and the Why from Enigma Theater. Actually, you know, I forgot to put that one in because we didn't have Bronwyn on the show, but we had Tanya Manavanan, who was the director of Enigma Theater from that show. Deb Williams, who was in Here from Pi Theater. Colleen Winton, who was also in Sweeney Todd. And Caitlin Yacht from Les Filles du Roi from Fugue, Raven, and Urban Ink Theaters. So those are the leading actresses. Leading supporting role actors in small theater, Sebastian Archibald for Marine Life at Ruby Slippers. Oliver Castillo from Sweeney Todd. Alan Dominguez from Marine Life. Ashley O'Connell, another good friend of the show, from The Beauty Queen of Leilani from Leilani. I don't know. Anyway, from Ensemble Theater. And Jonathan Wimsby, who is also in Sweeney Todd. Supporting role for actress in small theater, we have Teresa Champagne from Star Theater's Precious Little, Tanya Dixon Warren from The Beauty Queen of Leilani from Ensemble Theater, Alana Ong from The Ones We Leave Behind, Vancouver Asian Canadian Theater, Chelsea Rose from Les Filles du Roi, and Ella Simon, who was in The 39 Steps. For lighting design, we've got Jeff Harrison from Les Filles du Roi, William Hales from The Only Animals production of Slime, James Proudfoot for doing lighting for Camera Obscura, and Julian White got two nominations, one for Gross Misconduct from Speakeasy Theater and Nevertheless from Delinquent Theater. For set design in small theater, we've got Drew Facey from 39 Steps, Con Lee from Camera Obscura, Marshall McMahon from Les Filles du Roi, Patrick Rizzotti from Here, and Jennifer Stewart doing set design for Wet. Costume design in small theater, nominations are Emily Fraser from Sweeney Todd, Marshall McMahon, and Conwa Honwa Wee Stacy from Les Filles du Roi, April Vixco, from Slime, Sheila White from 39 Steps, and Julie White from The Cherry Orchard. Sound design nominations are Dorothy Dittrich from The Ones We Leave Behind, Vancouver Asian Canadian Theater, Mary Jane Paquette from Slime, Murray Price from The 39 Steps, Corey Payette and Kira Soko from Les Filles du Roi, and Stefan Smolovitz from Camera Obscura. And for directing, really good friend of the show, Chris Adams, for directing Sweeney Todd. And actually, Chris is going to be on the show next week because he's got another big musical coming up. Leslie Ewan for directing Camera Obscura. Jamie King for directing The Wolves. Laura McLean for directing Never the Last. And Corey Payette from Les Fils du Roi. And for outstanding production play, we've got these five plays: Camera Obscura, Nevertheless, 39 Steps, The Wolves, and Wet. And for outstanding musical in small theater, we've got Les Fils du Roi, Polyqueer Love Ballad, another show that was featured here during the Fringe last year, and Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. For significant artistic achievement in small theater, we've got outstanding fusion of kinetic dance and martial arts fight choreography. And that nomination goes to Nathania Bernabe and Jackie Hanlon for Soul Samurai. Outstanding video design goes to Sammy Chin for A Camera Obscura. Outstanding puppetry design goes to Shizuka Kai for Slime. Outstanding outreach and community engagement demonstrating the importance of culture, traditions, community, family, and identities goes to Rosemary Georgeson, Renee Morisseau, and Savannah Walling for Weaving Reconciliation Our Way from Vancouver Moving Theatre. And outstanding interdisciplinary imaginative integration of dance, live musical performance, and theatre. Outstanding interdisciplinary collaboration involving the imaginative integration of dance, live music, performance, and theater. That goes to Molly McKinnon and Christine Quintana for their production of Nevertheless at Delinquent Theater. So that's the small theater categories for the Jesse Awards. And we will talk about TYA and some of the other individual award things going on. But first, we're going to hear some more music. And this is Landline. I hit the open button again. I always do that. I always hit the open button. It's just so close to the tray. It's just so useful. I'm just so used to doing that. All right, let's try it again here. See what happens.
A better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
Studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show. We talk about events, actors, directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Never get tired of the shout out to Ed Norton. Vancouver Theatre Sports is doing their tribute to Game of Thrones. It's going on for another couple of weeks till the 15th of June at the Improv Center. It's called Throne and Games, The Last Laugh. And well, let me just read what it says. A lonely queen sits atop the Iron Throne, but her kingdom is under threat from all sides. The final fight between the Lannister, Starks, and Targaryens is about to go down, and everyone will probably die. Laughing. Vancouver Theatre Sports is thrilled to present Throne and Games, The Last Laugh at the Improv Center on Granville Island every Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 from Friday, April 26th till June 15th. This marks the last season for Vancouver Theatre Sports comedy trilogy, which began in 2015 with Throne and Games Laughter is Coming and continued with Throne and Games A Chance of Snow. Ticket prices start at $10.75 or on sale now at VTSL.com. So, if you're not familiar with theater sports, it's an improv comedy troupe. They present a premise and then ask the audience to sort of fill in the blanks, and then they take that and create humorous entertainment that is unique every time. And it's especially fitting right now because of they're doing Game of Thrones, because I heard a lot of people weren't happy with the way the TV show ended. So here's your chance to rewrite Game of Thrones the way you want it to end up every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Improv Center from now until next week. Saturday, June 15th. So you still got a little bit of time left for that. And then on, while we're talking about theater sports, on Sunday, the 16th, now I just had it in front of me here. And of course, it's right there. Okay. Sunday, June 16th at 2:00, there's a special Father's Day Super Dad Show, a matinee performance in celebration of an unsung hero, dear old dad. The Super Dad Show pokes fun at the foibles and challenges of what it means to be a modern dad. Based on audience suggestion, Vancouver Theatre Sports quick-witted improvisers could explore such timeless themes as two dad families, dads and their love affairs with the barbecue, hockey dads, dad, can I have the keys to the car, or dads and daughters in belly laugh and do inducing scenarios. Audience members can bask in familiar phrases or dadisms, such as, "Do you think I'm made of money?" or "When I was your age." Oh my God, I'm starting to use those myself. "You're not going out in that, are you?" And the classic, "You'll understand when you're older." I am older, and I still don't understand. But that's not the point. The point is, on Sunday, the 16th of June, that's next weekend at 2 o'clock at the Vancouver Improv Center, it's Theater Sports Special Tribute to Dads. And one more thing I want to let you know about before we continue with the Jesse nominations. It's the Cold Reading Series, and that's once a month at the Vancouver Film School Cafe at 390 West Hastings. It's an opportunity for actors to practice their cold reading skills. It's an opportunity for writers to get their words read on stage by trained actors, and it's a chance for folks who just like being entertained by that kind of stuff to come out and be entertained. There are 1, 2, 3 scripts that are going to be read. If you want to participate, if you want to be one of the readers, show up around 6:30. The actual show itself starts at 8. There is no official admission charge, but they would appreciate a little donation. Usually about $5 in the bucket is enough to keep things going. And it's a fun night. There's script reading, there's live music, there's a chance to mingle and integrate with folks at the in the theater and film community. And a special guest this coming weekend are our friends Scott Perry and Leora Joy, who were two of the very first people we had on the show. I got to tell you about this. It's our anniversary show today. And when we were first getting started 5 years ago, I was a regular at the Cold Reading Series. I haven't been able to get out there so much anymore just because they moved their venue and I work until 8 o'clock and I just can't do it anymore. But I was there and I recruited Scott and Leora to be one of the first musical guests on this show. And they are going to be the musical guests at Cold Reading on Monday night at the Vancouver Film School Cafe. So there you go. You get a chance to be entertained. You get a chance to practice your cold reading. You get a chance to have your words read on stage, and you get to hear the great music of Scott and Leora. And that's all going on Monday night, June the 10th. That's this coming Monday at 390 West Hastings, the VFS Cafe. Doors open. Casting starts at 6:30, and the actual show gets underway at 8 o'clock. All right, let's wrap up these Jesse nominations. This is for theater for young audiences. And TYA, as it's often known, is primarily a theater that's geared to elementary and high school students. The companies like Carousel, Axis, Green Thumb, and others that do plays that either tour schools or play in centers like Carousel at the Waterfront Theater, where they invite schools in. So there were quite a few great productions this year. The categories are much more limited than in the large and small theater category. So, for example, there's no gender split on the performance side. So for outstanding performance, there's Emily Leclerc, who was in a Charlie Brown Holiday at Carousel. There was Tom Pickett, who played Elephant Gerald in Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play, also at Carousel. There's Teo Segflo, who was in What If from Green Thumb. Rebecca Talbot, who was also in Charlie Brown Holiday. And Jake Walker, who was in Jack and the Magic Bean at Presentation House. And again, for our outstanding design, all the designers are all thrown into one category. Barbara Clayton, who did the costumes for Charlie Brown Holiday. Dusty Hegrid, who did the dragon puppet for the Troll Grandfather at Axis Theater. Miriam Abrams, Patrick Boudreaux, Jenny Cassidy, and Jessica Ustergo for design. They did the lighting, the sound, the puppets, the set, and the props, and all the rest for All My Friends Are Animals from Babel and Axis Theater. Shizuka Kai for the set design for Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play. And Shizuka Kai again, along with Jessica Ustergo and Brad Trenman, who did all the design work for Salmon Girl, which was from Raven Spirit Dance. The directors were nominated. Kayla Dunbar, who directed Elephant and Piggy. Patrick McDonald, who directed Green Thumb's What If. And Kim Celady for directing Jack and the Magic Bean at Presentation House. And those three shows are also nominated for Outstanding Production. Elephant and Piggy, Jack and the Magic Bean, and What If. And then for the everything else, Artistic Achievement for Theater for Young Audiences, we have
Aerial Balance from the Charlie Brown Holiday Double Bill, and Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play. And Ariel is nominated for Outstanding Musical Direction and Performance in her body of work during the 18-19 TYA season. Presentation House got a special nomination for Outstanding Risky and Improvised Audience Engagement for their production of Magic Jack and the Magic Bean. We have a category called Outstanding Introducing and Creating an Engaging Atmosphere Through Stage Management and Her Body of Work During the 2018-19 Theater for Young Audience Season. And that nomination goes to Giselle Clark Trenneman for Holiday Baking Time and Jack and the Magic Bean at Presentation House. And Outstanding Live Onstage DJ Performance for Elizabeth Wellwood of Cranked from Green Thumb Theater. And we just have a couple more to mention for right now. The original script category, which is highly touted and really strongly contested this year. Leslie Ewan for Camera Obscura. Kim Senklip Harvey, who was on the show. Cam Lupa. David Paquette for Le Solier or The Shoe from Théâtre Le 16e. Christine Quintana and Molly McKinnon for Never the Last at Delinquent Theater. And Annie West and Sarah Vickrook, who share the original script nomination for Polyqueer Love Ballad. And the last one of the nominations for the Critics' Choice Innovation Award, which is chosen by the Vancouver Theatre Critics community. And their nominations are Avista from Fight With a Stick, As You Like It from Bart on the Beach, Kamlupa from The Kulch, which was also a collaboration of Persephone, Western Canada Theatre, and several other groups, including the National Arts Centre Indigenous Theatre. And Lysistrata from Bart on the Beach, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, also from Fight with a Stick, and Sweeney Todd from Snapshots. Those productions were all nominated for Jesse Awards from the Critics' Choice Innovation Award. So that's it. That's your list of nominees for the 2019 Jesse Awards. If you want to attend, you can go to the jesseawards.com website to find out about tickets. The awards themselves will be presented on Monday, the 15th of July, at the Barn on the Beach main stage at Vanier Park. Tickets are only $35, but if you want to get a VIP tickets, they're $50. And if you're a nominee, you can get in for $20. So they've got a nice little trick for that. Plus the after party at the Beaumont Studios after all the awards are done. So congratulations to all the nominees, and especially those that have participated in Dave Radio over the past year. We look forward to joining you on the day. Okay, let's take a quick break, find out about a couple more programs, and then we've got our call board.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Okay, time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Mitch and Murray Productions are doing their Practical Aesthetics Acting Workshop in 2 weeks, June 22nd. It is being led by Lee Michael Cohen, author of the book The Practical Handbook for the Actor. It is going to be don't have a date for that, but or don't have a location for it, but contact mitchandmurrayproductions.com to find out more details. There are discounts for equity members, and registration deadline is the 14th of June. The auditions for Access Theatre Company's 2019-2020 season are coming up at the end of June, 24th and 25th. They'll be held at Carousel Theatre on Granville Island. And let's see, equity members will be seen first. Only BC artists are being entertained at the moment. And if you want to find out more, go to accesstheatre.com, where you can also find out what shows they're going to be touring for the next year. It's a Zoo Productions has a show coming up in July of January of next year. The auditions are in July, but we want to let you know about it now because it's kind of a specialized call, and so we want to get the word out to as many people as possible. It's called Straight White Men by Young Jean Lee, and it's going to be directed by Faye Nass and Chelsea Haberlin. They're looking for actors to play two characters, Person in Charge 1 and Person in Charge 2. Primarily, they are the creators of this theater experience. They greet the audience off the top, set the stage, literally and figuratively, and it's through their eyes that we see the play. They're looking for highly collaborative artists who are intrigued by the idea of interrogating identity and putting straight white maleness under the microscope. There's an opportunity for both performers to collaborate on their own text, as that should be reflective of their true identity. So it is a published play, but there is some room to create your own text in the body of the play. So they're looking for transgender or non-binary performers of color, and one should specifically be of Indigenous descent and ideally from the Musqueam Nation, but... And also, they're looking for performers with an abundance of natural charm, as is laid out by the author. Note, there's no acting or theater training required, so you just need people that are comfortable and have some charisma and some charm. So if you feel that fits your bill, contact Chelsea at info@itsazoo.org. Make sure you put Straight White Men Audition on the subject line. And if you feel compelled, you want to tell your story or you want to have a more in-depth conversation with the people involved, then see... Please, maybe you know, write a note or something in your submission as to why you're interested in the project. We've got a Fringe audition. The Fringe Festival, of course, is happening in September, and this one is called "The Great Canadian Porno: The Musical" by Nick Preston. It's a fast-paced comedy structured on the. Along the lines of the golden age of musical theater in a setting as contemporary as possible. The millennial notions of survival, honesty, sex, faith, and how they collide, coexist, and constantly underlie the piece and its comedy. So understanding and working with groups affected by the content of the piece has been a priority throughout the creative process. If this is something that interests you, contact the producers at gcpmusical@gmail.com. The auditions are happening on the 21st of June, but they would like you to have your submission in by the 10th. Gateway Theatre in Richmond is doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for their big Christmas show. And you can get more information on that audition by going to gatewaytheater.com. The auditions are happening at the 21st and 22nd of June. We've got Razzle Dazzle Productions having their big Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular. Those auditions are happening right now, today and tomorrow, at the Scotiabank Dance Studio. And these are for an annual show that happens around Vancouver Island in Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria. And they're looking for singers and dancers. And... as I said, it's happening today and tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten your stuff in yet, there's probably still some time to crash it in tomorrow. Just send an email to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com. Also happening on Sunday. Now, this was originally posted as a happening on Saturday, but they moved it to Sunday. It's Amicus Performing Society doing Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen. This show is going to be up in New Westminster. It's at the Columbia Theater in December, and the auditions are Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Columbia Theater on Columbia Street in New Westminster. This is a kids and teenagers kind of show. 7 to 16 is the age range they're looking for. So if you fit into that group, prepare a short speech or come by. Just come by and try it. And if you want to know more, you can send an email to arts@thecolumbia.ca or give them a call at 778-878-2003. Align Entertainment doing Shrek the Musical, also auditioning this weekend at the Lindbergh Academy of the Performing Arts. This is a show that's going to be up in January at the Michael J. Fox Theater, and you can get more information by contacting info@AlignEntertainment, and Align is spelled A-L-I-G-N, entertainment.ca. Deep Cove Stage Society doing Bear Witness by James Reach, directed by Mandana Namazi, and that's happening in October. The auditions are Sunday and Tuesday at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater in Deep Cove, and the play is set in the late 50s, early 60s. So they're looking for people who can play characters who sort of fit that era. And if you want to find out more, you can contact Mandana. Her email is mandananan, M-A-N-D-A-N-A-N at shaw.ca. Vagabond Players, doing Terror by Gaslight by Tim Kelly, directed by Dale Kelly, and that's happening in October. Auditions are Sunday and Tuesday at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Go to vagabondplayers.ca to get more details on that. Langley Players, doing Drop Dead by Billy Van Zandt and Billy Milmore, and that's going to be up in Langley in October. Auditions are Sunday and Monday at the Langley Playhouse. And let's see here. Ooh, the rest of it's all happening after this weekend, so I can let you know about that next week. So if you have, if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca, or you can share. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Just send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR, Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive. It's at CITR.ca, and it's also available through Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you get us on Apple, remember to subscribe and leave a comment. Stick around, because Audrey's coming in with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Thank you.
floating headboots. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Love, surround me now, pray for my soul.